Blackstone Audio presents The Memory Wall by Lev A.C. Rosen. This book is read by Prentice Onoyemi. For my brother. 1. The game comes out the day we're taking Mom to the home. Nick had laughed when he realized that a few weeks ago, when they'd picked a check-in date for the home like it was some sort of hotel. He didn't know why he laughed. He was just sitting at the table, reading one of his game magazines, and he'd noticed the release date in an ad, and that was the first time he'd realized it, and he'd laughed. Mom and Dad had looked at him, confused, but hadn't asked anything. Mom had even smiled. She didn't know it wasn't a happy laugh. Nick thinks now he probably shouldn't have ordered the game with release day shipping, but they hadn't known then, or at least he hadn't known, that Mom would be going to a home, and he hadn't known it would be today. He sees the yellow padded envelope on top of the pile of mail in the hall, and he knows he should walk by it, that today is serious and Dad is going to get upset, but then he thinks, screw it. He kneels down and grabs the envelope and tears it open on the floor. He hates everything about today. He doesn't want today to happen. He doesn't think it needs to happen. He may as well do something to try to make himself happy. He takes the game out. It's wrapped in that insect wing thin plastic, and he immediately starts trying to pick it off, but then he stops and looks at the front of the box. He already knew what the cover looked like. He'd seen it on all the spoiler-free websites and the spoiler-free reviews, but to be holding it is something else. Knowing he could be playing it in a matter of hours once the mistake.